mosquito abatement centers across the state of Utah have been trapping and testing mosquitoes for West Nile virus throughout the months of June and July, and officials say a pool of mosquitoes in Draper were the first to test positive. Nicholas Rupp, a spokesman for the Salt Lake County Health Department, says it's no surprise that mosquitoes are beginning to test positive, as this is the time of year when the virus is found. Rupp says the mosquito-borne illness doesn't cause serious harm for most people, but less than 1% of people infected will develop a serious neurologic illness, which can result in death. Although West Nile virus can be fatal, Rupp says Utahns should not worry because the virus can be prevented.
You need to wear mosquito repellent to make sure their screens are in good repair so they stay out of homes. The standing water that might be in their yards prevents places that mosquitoes like to breed. Cut down long grasses and weeds. That's where adult mosquitoes like to hide during the heat of the day, is in those longer grasses and weeds where it's a little cooler.
Rupp says the amount of mosquitoes with West Nile virus is pretty consistent throughout Utah and the western United States. But he says with Utah's first positive test to be found in Draper, all Salt Lake County residents should take extra precaution.
Mosquitoes can fly several miles, so just because we found the pool in Draper doesn't mean that those mosquitoes are only in Draper. At this point, they could be, you know, throughout Salt Lake County. It just so happens that we found the pool in Draper. So be vigilant in protecting yourself from mosquito bites so we don't end up with any human cases.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Haley Hendricks.